This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the world, the news of the country, news of your neighborhood. A lot of things happen around you, and we talk about them even though we have a focus that goes broadly from here to there. Someplace between here and there are things that affect you and your life. So, welcome to the DJV, Sadie and Doug.
Ooh, why are you so out of breath?
Well, actually, because I just chased Daisy around the yard. She's now, because I'm going to take a picture
That's
of the backyard.
That's Doug's girlfriend.
Yeah, Daisy. Right.
Oh, wait, probably no, is. Your dog, right?
We have in the backyard a huge flower bed, and all of the daisies and the daffodils and things are coming up everywhere. It's a great shot. So I was going to take a picture of that, and Daisy decided to go out on her own. She loves to go down to the brook, and I'm trying to get her to come back because... Yeah, she'd go off and I'd never find her again. Out into the woods in the back, you know, that'd be the end of that. So I hustled around to chase her and bring her back into the house. And then I looked at the clock and said, oh, my God, I got to get rid of Booba. And so here I am. So that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. All right. So anyway, on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer actually starts things off at this point in the hour.
I do. And let's start with immigration. Haven't talked about that in a few days. There is the mother of all caravans, as Mexico is calling it, the Madre de Caravan or something, coming here from Mexico City. It's 10,000 people deep, and it will be coming to our southern border in the next few days. That's something that Border Patrol agents are getting ready for. This, as we've heard, some of the Mexican military has been pulling weapons on our military. President Trump has said, well, we'll start arming our military, and gave a stern warning to Mexico to start cooperating with us and also respecting the authority of our soldiers. National Guardsmen, more appropriately, on our southern border. This is all happening as the Supreme Court justices are tackling whether or not to add a citizenship question to the upcoming census in 2020. There was an idea pitched by the Trump administration that, well, in full disclosure, I think I support, because I think it's important to know, that would add the question to the census, are you a citizen? Now, opponents of this idea say that this would be able to more effectively decide where resources go to in each city, in each state, because right now everybody is counted as part of the census, and not everybody should be. You know, not everybody should be assumed that they're going to vote. Not everybody should be included in districting maps, but we still need to know that they're there, certainly, so that we can provide for financial resources like medical care, emergency care. Obviously, there's a school and education component to this as well, but I feel that it's important to have that distinction when you're so you know who you're dealing with in each city and each state. People who are against this, the opponents of the measure, are saying that they want to not ask that question because they feel that they are going to eliminate people from telling the truth on their census forms, that people will try to avoid this thinking that they might get in trouble for not being citizens. And so that's kind of where the rub is.
They're not in trouble if they're not citizens.
So now the Supreme Court is weighing whether or not it is constitutional to ask this question as part of the 2020 census. The five conservatives, all of whom are Republican appointees, have expressed support for the administration's plan. So it looks like, since there are five conservatives and four liberal judges, even though we shouldn't be considering their party preference in the Supreme Court.
No, we sure shouldn't.
We should not be. It seems
how they get on the court either.
Right. Many people.
Problem.
It's a rub. Many people are expecting a 5-4 ruling in favor of the Trump administration probably by late June. So they're weighing that this week. They're talking to people. They're talking to administration officials and witnesses. And we'll see how that comes out, what the decision will be from the Supreme Court. But certainly, I think it's one of the most important questions that we could ask. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. I don't necessarily think that it should be there because we want to go in and pull people out of their homes. But I do think it's important to know who's here legally and who's not. This is how we draw voting districts.
It's not just that. It's the fact that we are, the assumptive thinking on both sides, the way I read this, is that we're not to be trusted. Because it's a Trump idea, there's some skullduggery at work here. There's something afoot that makes this undesirable just because it comes from Trump. And that I object to on its merits, on its face. And the other side of it is that I believe that we ought to know who the hell is here, and we ought to be finding out who it is that is taking advantage of the resources that we have, that we work for, that we pay for. So I don't have a problem with this at all. Victoria?
I think it's a pointless question because no one's going to be honest about it. So I think wasting time with the Supreme Court, wasting time with all of this, it's just, I don't see a point in it.
Yeah, you can say, one way or another. Yeah,
no one's going to be honest. You're just going to have fewer people taking the census. I'd rather just get a body count, a head count, you know, and then go from there. But you know,
why do you think automatic? No, that is one angle here. Why do you think that on its surface value, people won't take the census? Why, what is there about that question that is that nobody knows when you
think
take
about
the
it.
Census?
Who would want to answer that question if you're here illegally? No one's going to answer that question.
Well, but you shouldn't be here illegally.
And I agree with that, but what I'm saying is if we're talking about adding this question to the census, it's not going to do anything. We're wasting so much time even talking about it's a moot point.
It's become another political football.
But if if someone commits a crime and I say, hey, did you just steal my cookies? And someone says no, well, does that mean I shouldn't ask them the question about stealing the cookies? I mean, you have to
ask them. You can
ask them,
but they already lied to you. You're not going to get them to tell the truth.
But what's true and right is to try to figure out, is to try to ask the question and try to get to the truth. Just because someone's going to lie to you, I don't know if that's necessarily a reason not to ask the question at all.
I
just don't think it's a very realistic thing.
What is a better way then? I don't know what
the other option is to go and say, show me your green card, and people will go crazy about that.
Well, they shouldn't. If they're real good, true Americans want to help the people who need to be helped and who legitimately would be better off being here. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, those who are yearning to be free. That's been the mantra and ought to continue to be our mantra. I think it is our responsibility as individuals to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. And because things are so good in our country in the main, I mean, there are plenty of people. 14 million kids go to bed every night hungry, and there are a lot of homeless people and that sort of thing. That is something that we all should be dealing with. And I don't mean this just to have empty words coming out of my mouth, because I don't like empty words coming out of my mouth. I think that everything has become so complex. We got too many people in this country, period, and we can't manage them. It's like having the American Airlines has 130,000 employees. They don't know how to manage them. They know how to manage the airline. So how do we manage as a country the people who live here? Because they do require management. You need controls. You need laws. You need police. You need supervision. You need things because even though most of us are well-intentioned and do the right thing, some of us aren't. So we have to take care of those people. And likewise, there are some people among us who just can't make it on their own. Look at the conversation we had about meningitis and what happens to people who have meningitis.
Scary.
We need to take care of that's part of the responsibility of being an American. But you don't need to take care of those who do not need our help. Thus, the following information that I lay on you. Wait till you hear this. The government is now requiring work, mandating work for people, the food stamp program, for people who are able. Here's an example. In Wisconsin, they implemented work requirements this year, and it did cost a lot of money. it lifted some of the people out of the program, and but yet there were other sort of things. It hasn't been well managed. Here's an example of food stamps gone, the use of food stamps gone awry. There's a restaurateur here in Massachusetts who, until recently when he was found out, was buying food stamps from drug users at 40 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
And then taking the food stamps and buying meat for his restaurant with it and bragging about it. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know,
my brain couldn't even work that way.
Yeah,
I couldn't even come up with a scheme like that. And I'm happy
about
it. I'm happy that my brain just will not even go in that direction. Yeah.
And I think that's where, to go back to what we were talking about before, that's the way all of our brains work, the sort of normal way. We don't feel, we don't suspect everybody is a bad person. But yet, when you just say, acknowledging what you just said, who comes up with these schemes? This guy stands, he goes to areas where he knows there are unemployed people who are having, who have food stamps, and he gives them 40 cents.
And they're on drugs, and they want money for
drugs. Yeah, of course, they need money. That's exactly right, Jennifer. He knows where to go to find the people who are on drugs, takes the food stamps, gives them money to buy drugs, and he goes and buys meat for his restaurant. My God. Talk about insidious.
Where is this restaurant? Let's make sure.
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Well, first of all, the kind of, that's not even restaurant quality meat. That's just supermarket meat.
Yeah. Right.
Which
yeah,
is another thing. If you're a customer, you should sue him for fraud because that is absolutely disgusting. That's vile on every level.
Yeah. He owns a restaurant in Springfield, too, matter of fact. Mm. 18 past the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with
DJ
a focus.
Show. We're the DJ.
What I say?
That too.
What?
Good day.
Good day program.
Did I say good day?
People get confused when you start changing the name.
I know. Well, that's the old name, and this is the. I do bring you a good day though with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Now I'm going to bring you a good day. It's amazing how my mouth gets into gear and I don't remember or think about what I'm saying. I've been saying it for so many years; it just comes like rolling off of my tongue.
It'll flashback.
So, yes, right. That's it. It's a moldy, oldy, goody.
Not
moldy.
An acid flashback.
No,
I never did that. I've never done that. You know that, acid.
We know.
I couldn't even imagine doing that and going that, being that out of control. I've seen some of my friends. I had a guy in college, a friend of mine, died taking LSD. Just, he fell down the stairs at the science hall and was dead when he hit the sidewalk.
Oof.
Yeah. Right. There's a lesson.
That'd be a lesson to you, kids.
Yeah. Don't talk about a good day.
Wow. All right, here's something good for your teeth. Power swabs. Power swabs work in 5 minutes. You've heard me over the years. I think I've been talking about these people, Dr. Ginniger and his find off and on for 5, 6, 7 years. It's not important how long. What's important is that you know that you can have the whitest teeth of any kid on your block using power swabs. It works to lift the stains off of caps if you have them, crowns if you have them, veneers if you have them. They're removed. What happens is this product is an all-natural combo of a couple of different things that lift the stains off your teeth. It doesn't eliminate the enamel. Gets it out of the enamel. So you got a whiter smile. Helps with your job. Helps with your promotion. Helps with your love life. So let's avoid strips and trays and all that stuff. They have to leave in your mouth sometimes for an hour. This takes 5 minutes and you just to snap the tube. Rub the Q-tip that has all the ingredients on your teeth, and bingo, you're all set. It was sold to dentists only for the first 5 years. Now, Dr. Ginniger has made it available directly to you. This offer not available online. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you'll get it for half the retail price. Pretty good stuff when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh? Getting your teeth whiter. Don't pay a lot of money. I mean, some dentists charge you $500, $600, $700 to whiten your teeth professionally. Don't do that. Just go on to 800-208-1797 and order it now. Power swabs. Clean, beautiful, smiley teeth in 5 minutes. 800-208-1797 for power swabs at 21. After this is the DJV show, ladies.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all.
24 at the hour on the DJV program. Charlie, Kara, and I, and you. Join Paul Simon. I've been, over the years, off and on and up and down with Paul Simon. Some of the stuff he's done, for my taste, has been fabulous. And some of it has been crappy. Like this song, I've never liked this song. But the stuff came from that album that he did. What the heck is the name of the album? No, I'm trying to think about it. One of the last ones he did. Just great stuff. Great stories. Anyway, Paul Simon has announced that his August 11th performance is going to benefit the San Francisco Parks Alliance and Friends of the Urban Forest. He's been very... I thought, didn't he, like, say he was going to stop singing? Didn't he do one of those final tours?
He retired, and then, yep, and then he came back out of retirement for this festival, specifically.
Right, yeah. And other performers that are going to be at the festival include Donald Glover, who's also known as Childish Gambino. Casey Musgrave is going to be there. Mavis Staples, God love her. She's showing up again. She's everywhere. 80 years old. God love her. 21 Pilots at this event. Simon plans to perform occasionally at benefit concerts like this. He's 77 years old. He says he's, quote, pleased to be playing in San Francisco with its well-deserved reputation for being in the forefront of environmental issues. So whatever he gets out of this, he's donating to environmental groups. And that's really kind of what this festival is all about anyway, isn't it? Basically,
the Outside Lands Festival? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what it's about for the most part?
I believe so, yeah. It takes place in Golden Gate Park, which must be wonderful for a venue.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Have you ever been there? Oh, it's under the view of the Golden Gate Bridge, as you can imagine.
Yeah, that must be incredible.
And it is. It's a most amazing place. You talk about getting goosebumps or having those spiritual feelings that you may not be able to get just every day in any ordinary way. You have them under the Golden Gate Bridge. Just amazing how it feels to be there. So good luck to them. When is this again? August 11th. Yep. Okay. I'm sure there'll be a lot of attention on it as we get closer into it. Paul Simon, for me, Simon and Macy, Macy, good done. Mavis Staples in there would be enough of a draw. Next up, musically here, 26 after the hour, Guns N' Roses headlining the inaugural Exit 111 Festival, along with Def Leppard, Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're going to headline this new Hard Rock Festival coming up this fall. We're talking about fall already? In Manchester, Tennessee. It's 11th of October to the 13th. Exit 111, named for the Manchester exit on Interstate 24, mixes hard rock with heavy metal and southern rock. So this is a blast from the past. ZZ Top, Megadeth. Oh, man, I remember playing that stuff in the 70s on the station that I was on. And Ministry is also on the bill. So what do we think, ladies? Yes or no? This is not your cup of tea, either one of you, is it?
I like Ministry, and I like ZZ Top. It would make me travel to the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, but, you know, this is taking place on the grounds where Bonnaroo happens.
But this
is definitely going to be, this is probably going to draw huge crowds. Eddie Trunk is a hard rock DJ, he's really well known. He's going to be hosting it, so.
There's also car show attached to it, motocross demos, a sports bar, and the adult circus, the paranormal, what is that paranormal circus? What is that?
Never heard of it before, but
if it says it's adults, then, you know.
Some kind of weird freak
risque
show.
Risque.
Yeah.
Risque. I love that word. It's so demonstrative. 28 past the hour on the Sweet Home DJV show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big Buy 3, Get 3 sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sri Lanka's parliament leader is claiming today that senior government officials there deliberately withheld intelligence about possible terror attacks. At least 359 people are now known to have died in a series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and hotels around the nation. That lawmaker saying today that information on possible attacks in the planning was received from Indian intelligence earlier this month, but the information was never shared with other authorities. A woman accusing former Lakers head coach Luke Walton of sexually assaulting her in 2014 explains why she's decided to come forward now.
I am no longer comfortable staying silent about the things that have happened to me.
A lawyer for Walton calls the former sports reporter Kelly Tennant an opportunist. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour. Wednesday, April 24th is upon us. Lots of things happening. I thought I'd get from Victoria an update on what the latest is from Sri Lanka. Who paid attention to whom? What's that story?
Well, apparently Sri Lanka didn't pay attention to anyone's warning. So the latest that I've seen is that India tried to warn them. And for whatever reason, I know there's a miscommunication between the president of Sri Lanka and the prime minister. And
is it political?
It seems... That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know why. Why would you ignore warnings like that? I just don't. I don't understand it. I guess. But it's a horrible tragedy because of a few people's stupidity.
We don't account here well for people who think differently than we do, in a way. You know, the educational, if you will, opportunities around the rest of the world are not what they are here, especially in areas like this. So even though it's not really a backward area, there's a simplicity to life in places like Sri Lanka. Even though it's becoming more popular as a tourist area and thus becoming more inundated with people from around the world and more a focus. People don't dismiss Sri Lanka anymore. So and the Indians, the Pakistanis, and that whole area there is just a mess. And what a shame. It almost seems like these were needless deaths because they knew.
Oh, 100% it was.
What
yeah.
these people were up to. They did. They knew.
Well, yeah,
the United States warned them, too.
Their security services had done, you know, they'd gotten specific names from India, from their government, yeah. about who might be behind this and who was leading this Islamic group. And they knew the houses that they were in. They'd followed them. They knew so much information. And that's why they were able to arrest 25 people, like, immediately after it happened, because they yeah. knew who was behind it. And it's just... It's sad. I have some of my very good friends are Sri Lankan, and they're just devastated because the civil war there ended like 10 years ago, and they just didn't think it was possible to see this kind of violence so soon.
They live in your building
that.
In your
no,
neighborhood
just,
down there, you mean?
No, just some, well, friends who are in Silver Spring.
Okay.
who went to college here and who moved to here years ago, but they still have family and connections there, and it's just yeah. it's horrifying for everyone.
Yeah. All right, with a focus on that neck of the woods, in a general sense. The North Koreans apparently are all excited about Kim Jong Fatty Patty is going to travel to Russia now to meet with Bad Vlad.
I think he arrived.
Is he there now?
I thought I saw something on Apple News about him actually right. being there. With yeah. the headline that he's there to ask Putin for help with dealing with the United States.
Denuclearizing the peninsula, that sort of thing, right? So
it sounds more like he wants help from Putin how to deal with the United States and right. negotiating, and because Russia doesn't negotiate for anything with us, so yeah, it's just right. I think he's kind of trying to ingratiate himself even more with Putin, and, you know, they're already in bed together, so, you know, it's kind of crazy. More craziness happening.
More, and it doesn't suit, nor does it benefit. Well, the North Koreans, if they get rid of their, it'd make it safer if they get rid of their nuclear, whatever they have. Putin doesn't give a damn about the Russians. All he cares about is himself and how mm-hmm. he looks on the world stage. So it's yep. more of that baloney. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, they have received this week their first Red Cross humanitarian aid, first shipment coming from around the world, President Nicolas Maduro. Why do they still call him the president? He's not really, is he? Not really the president.
Well, there are two people who claim to be the president, so...
Yeah.
Who knows?
So the International Committee of the Red Cross increased its operations budget for Venezuela to about $24 million. It was $9 million before. The UN has estimated one quarter of Venezuela's population doesn't have enough food. They have nothing, frankly. And the circumstance there continues. We've sent them aid, and people have criticized. Well, why are you giving them aid? Not El Salvador and Guatemala and those places where the people are coming up to our country. I don't know the answer to that. This becomes such a crazy political, more politics. And so in the meantime, people, the headlines go to the Red Cross. Meanwhile, there are a lot of other organizations that are there that are helping out that perhaps are better or more worth your... I go through this list all the time of who to donate. As most people know, I'm not a fan of the Red Cross at all. I think that they're a horribly run organization. I think the money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go. The guy that runs it gets $1 million a year plus bonuses. Bonuses for what? What are you, a non-profit? You're supposed to be helping people.
Right. I never understood that. That's crazy. I understand it's difficult to run a large organization like
yeah,
that. But you should not be getting into running a nonprofit for the profit. You know, that's not a calling that you should be expecting $1 million salary for. Mm-hmm. I just think it's ridiculous. And you're right, the Red Cross, I think they're good for donating blood, and that's in this case in Venezuela, dispersing supplies and things like that.
Yep.
But other than that, whenever the Red Cross has been involved in really like trying to save a region or showing up and down in post Hurricane Katrina, the Red Cross was a nightmare for the people of New Orleans. So it's just as bad as FEMA. It might as well be FEMA part two.
Government.
They're just
might as well be a government organization. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Coming up, a discussion of your brain health here on the DJV program now, a focus on your eating habits, what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Are you eating unhealthy fast food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? At maybe the end of the day, you ought to take a little different tact, a different point of view, and eat for yourself and your family much healthier dinner food. The options have broadened because of Martha Stewart and her Martha Marley Spoon, this fresh meal kit delivery service that they have. Martha and Marley Spoon would like to have you try them out free, the first three meals delivered straight to your door, which is what their mantra is. They send fresh food right to your door. That's what the deal is. Martha and Marley Spoon make it easier than ever to cook a really fabulous meal. It's good for you, good for your family, and right at home. You don't have to go out for dinner. Make this fast and healthy. All right? Fast and healthy. That's a good mantra, isn't it? Fast and healthy. If you text the word fork to 246-810, you'll be, if you're one of the first 100 who does it right now. Okay, so let's go to our iPhone and dial up 246-810, text the word fork. And then they'll come back to you where's your address? We'll send you this thing. And bing, bang, boom, you're in. Taste test. Receive your first three meals free. Text the word fork to 246-810. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it? Those meals can be yours by texting the word fork to 246-810. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Prevagen, great for your brain health. And at 44 past the hour, it's a perfect lead-in to our conversation about you and your brain with nationally acclaimed innovator and expert in the field of integrative medicine and psychiatry, Dr. Hyla Kass joins us. She's known for helping people withdraw safely and effectively from psychiatric medications and substances that are abusive. This is a real problem, and I have to be I'm certainly not the first person to say that to you, Dr. Kass. And it seems almost simplistic to say it with all of these companies being charged with opioid trafficking. 70,000 people died in our country. The opioid crisis and its beginnings, I don't even know if that's important. We all know that it affects your brain negatively, and without brain health, you know, I'm a great believer in the spirit-mind-body connection. The mind, what is the old expression, a terrible thing to waste. So let's focus on supporting brain health as we acknowledge that not many people even think about their brains and wellness, which seems kind of silly, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, we did a recent Harris poll of over 2,000 people that showed that most people would like to improve some aspect of their brain performance. They know that it improves self-esteem, emotional health, happiness in general when your brain is performing better, but they just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. All right, so let's tell them how to take care of their brains. What I know about it, I have my annual physical, checks my carotid arteries. You got to keep the arteries in your brain from hardening up, that sort of thing. And so there's a lot of stuff around. What do you recommend? What do you tell people when it comes to supporting their brain, the individual brain health of people, one person at a time?
Really need to pay attention to your lifestyle. You can't get away from this. You need to have adequate sleep. You need to have a healthy, balanced diet. You need to exercise. You need to have an active social life. All of these play a role in keeping your brain healthy.
So there are the obvious things and maybe then some other things that are not so obvious in terms of what's available. We know that sometimes we get inundated by watching television or listening to the radio, all these ads for various things that are supposed to make your life better. There are some things that actually do make your life better. What is this? Is it Neuriva?
Neuriva.
Neuriva.
Yeah,
okay.
Neuriva, Neuriva, which is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural, GMO-free, backed by science, and proven to enhance your brain function, your brain performance, your focus, mm-hmm. your concentration, your accuracy, memory.
And it's a supplement, then it must be natural, it must have food. Is it a food-based supplement?
It is food-based. It's made from decaffeinated coffee cherry, which is part of the coffee plant, but it's decaf. Mm-hmm. And that enhances what's called BDNF, or brain-derived nerve growth factor, which is what helps your brain, keeps your brain young. And then phosphatidylserine, which is actually a natural component of our brain cells. So we actually can take phosphatidylserine, which helps make our brain cells. It makes our neurons or brain cells healthier.
Yeah. So it's an all-around approach, as you suggested. Sleep, exercise, diet, and supplements that have the science behind them, as in the... Pronounce this again for me. Neuriva, right?
Neuriva. Neuriva. And you can get more information at Neuriva.com, where you'll find out about the supplement as well as the app that goes with it. Because first we're shoring up our brain cells, and then we have an app that does many different, that supplies many different exercises and ways of retraining and regrowing your brain.
All right. The brain cells, you got to keep them there. Like all the other cells, they need to be replaced in a well thought out routine. Neuriva.com. Thank you. Dr. Hyla Kass here on the DJV Show at 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moments on the DJB program. Chuck Curry is not with us today, but Victoria, Kara, and I will make the best of it. We can now control the situation. And although the situation, I don't want you to get the wrong idea, the situation is not going to be in a movie about prison life. That's a rumor floating around. Forget that. All right, but the latest story or rumors about Jennifer Garner in the focus here. We all love her, so what's going on?
Well, you'll be probably hearing a lot about her all day today because she is on the cover of People Magazine's annual Beautiful issue. And so last year they changed the name from Most Beautiful to just the Beautiful issue because the editors felt that they didn't want anyone to think it was a competition. However, whoever lands the cover, it's usually considered to be, you know, the coveted prize of Most Beautiful. And so Jennifer Garner on the cover and talking about her film career, her TV career, and how she balances. You know, she has that organic food company that she started for what called Once Upon a Farm, and that's for it's kids' food and things like that. So she's been a certainly a busy lady and busy mom, and it's a sweet article. She's on the cover of People. It's out on stands probably like right now at this point or by this weekend.
Did she mention Victor Garber anywhere in there?
No, but they're such good friends. He's the godfather to her kids, and they're very, very close.
Very close. So, yeah, they are very close. Yeah. Whenever I see him, he's in this movie, the TV show Power, and I was thinking again about seeing him in the parking lot of a little supermarket in Los Angeles, in Brentwood, a couple of years ago, and he was in the front seat of the car, and the girls and Jennifer in the back seat, and they got out just to go do some shopping, and somehow I was walking across the parking lot, and the parking lot was filled with paparazzi. These guys coming from behind trees and
hiding behind
just to take a picture of her. So they went into the little store, the three or four little cute little stores in the Brentwood shopping mall. There's not a mall, a little shopping area, just off San Vicente. That's because they live up in Pacific Palisades, is not far from there. And so Victor Garber came. I just stood there and watched, kind of my mouth open. He came over as they were going inside. I said, "Is it always like this?" He said, "Yeah, every place they go, and that's why I go with them. Wherever I'm around, if Ben's not around, I go with them, because they get like literally attacked wherever they go by these photographers. Crazy life. Nuts.
Yep, it is. Yeah.
Anyway, she's very sweet. Most people that know her say that she's just really a sweetheart.
And she's just
Affleck
so likable.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
what do you?
They were together again on Easter Sunday. They took the kids to church. So yeah. I guess Ben is holding up his end as a dad. You know, I don't know. I know
she got a new boyfriend, too, anyway, didn't she?
Yeah, he's hot, too, so good for her.
Is he?
And, you know, I said, it was funny, I was watching TV the other day, and I said to Lewis, she came on one of those Capital One ads, and I said to Lewis, I said, you know, I never really thought of her, I always like her in movies, but I never thought of her, like, looks-wise, but I think she looks the best that she's ever looked right now. I think she looks the
good-looking
she
woman.
Just looks fabulous. And she just, I don't know, maybe getting rid of Ben has helped her overall happiness. Yeah. She's also celebrating on Instagram. It's the 15th anniversary of her movie 13 Going on 30, which was kind of a cult hit with young girls everywhere when this came out.
Yeah.
And so she's been posting a lot about that on her Instagram page.
Here's the story of a new movie called Ask for Jane, which is the true story of a woman, three or four women, who created an abortion clinic. I'm wondering how that's going to do with the box office. Why would... it's a story. Anyway. Speaking of Ben Affleck, he's going to be in a new movie and also direct the movie about a ghost army. I don't mean ghosts, but, well, maybe it is ghosts. He's going to star in the movie's called Ghost Army, movie about World War II. And so I think he's working a lot behind the camera and seems to like that, it would seem. Doesn't he? He seems to come across as
being
a good director.
He directed Argo, right?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. So, I think he was nominated for an Oscar for that.
Yeah, he was.
I guess he decided that military movies are his happy place. Because he was just in a new one on Netflix that came out last month. And obviously, you know, Saving Private Ryan and all these other military movies. But I don't know, he's pretty good in that.
Is this movie that we're talking about, is this going to be in theaters? I mean, there's so many people doing stuff for Netflix, not everybody can see it.
It's for Universal, so I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And but that movie about the 1920s as a gangster, that was a horror show. Oh, my God, what an awful movie that was. But he does do a good job, and I think he is settling down a little, so that's good. But kudos to Jennifer Garner for all kinds of good reasons. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.